Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. Apparently, some of us have survived the weekend. I have no idea who didn't, but if you didn't, then send me an email. With that, the show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, as well as 1798Part2.org, and Reclaiming Republic Review. I already got to Reclaiming the Republic. RepublicReview.org. And so you are listening, as you know, this is the only show on the air that actually postulates and provides you the blueprint of what has to happen to take the federal government or put the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution, as well as taking the Constitution of the Republic back by the rightful principles of this Constitution, which is the states or the principal stakeholders. I'm not sure how many of you got a chance to go or stream the Red Pill Expo, but it was great being there. And I'll get into that later. Let me go through my typical introduction stuff. For those, because we are growing, and for those, I don't know who that is, but they will be silenced. Anyway, the show is growing, and so I have to kind of reiterate some of this stuff. So please forgive me as I completely reiterate this stuff every day, or I try to do it every other day. This show is dedicated to supporting state legislators who are willing to commit to protecting their citizens from federal tyranny. Apart from this, I also dedicate a good part of this show to the county grassroots leaders. They are the ones that own the brand for their party. They are the ones that control who is getting endorsed by their party. So they are a big stakeholder in local representation. They are also the primary feeders of the national platform. And what would happen if all of a sudden 50% of the states, I'm just going to go down this little rat hole just to provide you with a little nugget here. What would happen if 50% of the counties and states within the Republic started articulating a very concise and clear platform that was centered on the Constitution, and the national platform did not modify or accept that as their fundamental basis? What would happen? I think you would find a huge groundswell that would literally take over the national level, and that's the whole intent here, is to get the status quo out of the party and take the party back at the grassroots level. And if we're not doing that based on the Constitution, then those people that are not, I'm going to tell you, they're not leaders, they are managers, and they're managing an agenda that is serving them and the few elites that want them to do those things. Because no good constitutional red-blooded, constitution-loving red-blooded American is going to stand and allow individual liberty and individual sovereignty to continue to be trampled by our party system. So anyway, back to this show being committed to the grassroots leaders and those who want to step into the political fray and basically lead from the state legislative level, we're going to do everything we can to help highlight and help bring attention and help focus on the Constitution and getting them to commit, because any state legislator who's willing to commit to protecting their constituents from federal tyranny really means that they're protecting all of us from federal tyranny. So it's really important that I reiterate this so that you understand really the intent behind this show. The show is for actually you to be a participant as well, but we're trying to get those leaders and those state legislators to start tuning in and calling and becoming far more proactive in taking back our Constitution Republic than just, you know, running and then going and figuring out how to do bills and so forth. So anyway, I also have podcasts that I put up, and every day show is up on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. You know, there's three reasons why you want to download them. First off, this is the only show that provides you the details of what we need to do, why, how, where, what, when, all those types of pieces of information in reclaiming the Republic. Secondly, the content on this show refers to contents on previous shows as well as the future shows. So there's a dovetailing, and to understand one show to the next, to the next, to the next, you really need to listen to all of these shows. Because when I talk about what I've said about the 17th Amendment, well, you don't know what I said about the 17th Amendment unless you've listened to the show. So that's the second reason. And the third reason is that the content on the show that I talk or bring up, whether it be news or what have you, I try to maintain a constitutional-centric view of that. That way, it maintains relevance over the course of even a century. Because down the road, you notice things, you know, history repeats itself. And down the road, we will find that we're going to be seeing the exact same kinds of events that we just saw this past week and that we saw 10 years ago and that we saw probably 100 years ago. The names may change and the technologies and those types of things will change, of course, but people do the same crap, folks. I mean, it's really, it isn't that hard to understand that people continually try to do the exact same thing and trying to get away with unethical corruption, those types of things, and they just put a different spin on it. But anyway, that's the third reason why you want to download these. And again, these are on reclaimingtherepublic.org. I do have my three C's: confidential, civil, and concise. I also want to point out, if you have not seen that video on reclaimingtherepublic.org, or actually it's on YouTube, but if you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org and hit the Take Action link, it's on the right-hand side. Just scroll down a little bit. You will see the Reclaiming the Republic, or it's right after the two slides. There's a video that's on YouTube. Go watch that. It's my presentation. It's an hour and a half long. Just watch the first 30 minutes. And then I would say it's time for a family night. It's time to get the family together, get the neighbors, have a block party, and let everybody watch that. Because anybody that is recognizing how out of control government has gotten, and, you know, and as we start to expose the deep state and so forth, I will tell you that there is no more relevant video and content that you could watch than that. I'm not getting a lot of people that will argue that. There are a few people out there that try to put their little spin. Oh, well, you don't have the corporate angle on this. And I've already covered these types of things. It's all unconstitutional. And the only way we're going to get the federal government back in line with the Constitution is that process. Tell me any other process and let's work through that. And I will probably find that either you're agreeing with me or you're just one of those people that won't agree, regardless of whether you're looking at the sun and you're saying, boy, the moon sure is bright today or tonight. Anyway, I guess you call those deniers, but I've yet to find anybody that can academically refute it. Even professors will not refute what I'm asserting. So there you go. Get everybody involved. Get everybody watching that video. It's not even my YouTube channel. It's a friend of mine who set that up with my permission to use the Reclaiming the Republic. And I don't even think he's monetizing. And if he is, he can't be making much money, but it's still not hitting the millions, folks. And that would be a good problem to have. If all of a sudden we were making, you know, millions and millions of hits and him making money off of that, because then he could actually help support me. Because that's just the kind of person this guy is. He would not pocket that money. So moving forward, there are all sorts of people that really want to be a part of the solution, and I don't necessarily need to grovel for those people, but if you have time, if you want to help, I will grovel, and I will say, we cannot do this without you. Nobody can be successful in a team effort unless the team is getting involved, and you're a part of the team. Obviously, you are helping this radio show grow and you're helping this content get out there, because it is getting out there and the numbers are, you know, obvious. I think last week it was, you know, I grew so much in audience size. It was my biggest spurt in growth. So let's try to double that. Let's try to get this information out. The real reason why I'm excited about this show growing has nothing to do with me becoming a success in this. I actually am planning on retiring from this. As soon as this literally takes off to where I have no more time in doing this show, then I will be walking away because there is going to be something that is far more important that I get involved in. And this to me is not about money. This is literally about saving the Constitution and getting the federal government back into check. If you want to call me an ideologue or an old-fashioned pessimist, we can do this type of thing, whatever. It doesn't matter. If you want to help, you're more than willing, and we would love to have you as a part of the solution. And I can give you all sorts of ways that you can help. And as I did before every show, I looked and I checked and I scanned the news. And I'm telling you, there is no sign of the federal government disbanding any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers, which means that it's up to you and me. That's why I need your help. That's why, we need your help. We need to do this together. And so if there's any way you can start looking at what the consequences are, and if you start looking at what you do with your time, the question I would pose is, how can you not afford the opportunity cost in contributing to saving our Constitution and our Republic? I just ask you to kind of weigh that expense that you're spending on watching, you're doing entertainment. Football will be coming up in a couple of months. Really? Let's focus on saving the Constitution. With that, I'm at a hard break, and we will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract. and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And at this point, this is after I kind of point out the fact that there is no stopping the federal government, which means it is up for us to do that. This is where I also basically give you my constitutional question. If those who are interested in calling in and obtaining a set of books, and oh, by the way, I'm really bad about this. I want to thank those of you who have purchased my books and got the autograph copies, because I autograph all of them that go out of here. And so I want to thank you for that support, because that actually helps me slightly in taking the proceeds from that and putting it into buying my airtime for local and other types of endeavors. It's not like I'm making a lot of money, but if, as the book sales grow, then so will my ability to put more content and get it into different venues and so forth. So by all means, if you want to make great gifts, then as I always say, just identify who you want me to sign the book to when you buy it via PayPal, and that will suffice. Or you can send me an email and say, hey, I just bought a book. Would you kind of put this in the book, because I want to give it to so-and-so. I would be remiss in, again, thanking you. And the only other thing I would ask is please read it. Please read it and then post an open and honest, review. I mean, be objective. If you think I'm wrong, then be objective about it and put a good objective review out there from either, whether it be Barnes Noble, Amazon, whomever. And if you get the ebook, then by all, because obviously I don't autograph the ebooks as they go out of here, but please, I would love to get your honest and objective feedback. So with that, let me get to the question. What or where in the Constitution does the federal government obtain the authority from the states to create and manage land reservations for any purpose at all, whether that be for trees, whether that be for animals, whether that be for land, parks, what have you, or even people, races, and so forth? I'm just kind of curious, where did the states delegate that power in the Constitution? So if you want to call and get a signed set of books, let's talk. Anyway, if you missed the Red Pill Expo, boy, you missed a lot. I was really, and I was not able to attend the full duration of time because, you know, it's in my own backyard and I just couldn't shed all of my responsibilities. But when you travel on vacation or when you have to go across the country, and it's not like you can go back and forth home and make appointments and so forth. So you kind of clear your calendar and you make a big deal out of just being a part of that. And unfortunately, I was not able to do that, close quote, this time because it was in the backyard here. So I will tell you that if you were able to watch the streaming and you saw the streaming, then obviously on Saturday, you probably saw me do an extended interview with Dan Happel, and he is a radio show host. And he learned about Republic Review. Was he had no idea who he was sitting with and who he was talking to. And as we started going, you know, down this Reclaiming the Republic trail, he just, you know, was really flabbergasted, but he was pretty impressed with this whole concept. And he wanted to, actually, when we were done, he introduced me to a state legislator in Montana and so forth. And so Anyway, I know that there were a lot of other interviews. I know the John Birch Society representative was interviewed. And so I think it's great. I think it was a great success that there was all of this opportunity to, one, get streaming, as well as being able to be fed all of these presentations. So in other words, everything that was being said on stage, those people who were streaming were able to, you know, capture that or listen, watch, and so forth. And so there's going to be some growth to this. As a matter of fact, I had a meeting with Mr. Griffin yesterday, and I believe that in the future, this will definitely be growing into a much bigger type of thing. And we'll let you know those details as well. As well as the real purpose of the meeting was to sit down and talk about Red Pill University and how Reclaiming the Republic and my content can be put into course materials for people to be able to start subscribing to Reclaiming the Republic, so that we can actually have virtual classes to where people can actually, you know, sit down and start learning what, you know, what needs to be done and how to do those types of things at the grassroots level, and how to start coordinating from the grassroots level into your state legislators, working with all of your local public officials, whether that be your sheriff, county commissioners, mayors, city councils, so forth and so on. And I know that the states are pretty diverse in how they set up their local representation, government, and so forth. And it's interesting, as I'm learning, because some states have they don't have a grassroots for every county. They've kind of made it simple based on legislative district. And when you look at it, you know, that can be a pretty big area to cover for a legislative district. I mean, go look at the North Dakota. They have some pretty large legislative districts where people probably have to travel a couple of hours just to get to their central committee meeting for, you know, the different PCOs and so forth. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know that there is going to be some content. We're working out a lot of details and trying to grow legs on this because we would like to get this started very quickly. With that, on the news front, I want to continue driving, just like I did on Friday. I want to continue driving my marketing position with you with regards to the deep state. Because I just think that this is the one thing that gets under everybody's skin, with the fact that our government is so corrupt and that we actually have not only defiant bureaucrats and defiant federal employees, but we also have defiant public servants, people that who have been elected that to me are practically committing treason. And Maxine Waters is a perfect example of that. She supports undermining the Constitution. She supports basically creating an oligarchy or a monarchy so that they can rule us any way that they want to, because that's exactly what Pelosi did with her bill. And both parties are guilty of this, but the Democrats have a complete irreverence to the Constitution. And like I said, it is an outright defiance of the Constitution. And so a good example is this, you know, this hostility that is being called for by Maxine Waters. Hey, you see these people, you know, run them out. I mean, call them out and attack them. However you have to, you know, just make it unsafe for them. And, you know, tantamount to actually causing harm and so forth. I honestly believe that there should be ramifications against any public servant that calls for the harassment and or, you know, doing people harm, denying people access rights and being able to live in our society. Are you kidding me? What kind of representative of the people would be doing something like that other than a tyrannical despot? And so I guess people, and I, you listeners, you're normal thinking people. And I just guess that most people that are normal thinking do not understand what this is all about. And I think most normal thinking people think that this is all about the difference of opinion. But that is false, and that is a huge mistake on anybody that believes that. This is not about opinion. This is about warfare. There is no other way around this. The leftists are in a battle for full control, not just an opportunity to argue. They have no tolerance for opposing thought, and every facet of history proves this. If you go through Cambodia with Pol Pot, I mean, Pol Pot didn't just, you know, silence everybody. He went out and shot anybody with an education, doctors and so forth. He set that country back decades in just putting them into the dark ages because he got rid of anybody with an education. They do not want anybody to understand anything other than what they... Go to Plato in his Republic. Go listen to my... When I talk about Platonism, go look at my... my podcast, and sometimes I put these, you know, I put these podcasts, well, I sometimes talk about it. So just read the little description for each of the podcasts. And if I'm mentioning Platonism, then I'm showing you the details of their thought of creating the status government. They have to have complete control of all thoughts and ideas. They cannot allow opposing ideas to flourish. Where in our society, we allowed their ideas to flourish because we should have been able to use them, but they were able to monopolize on the narrative. And so I have to get into all of that when we come back from a break. So please stay tuned, and I'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. 1-800-259-2255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And so before I move forward, I wanted to apologize because I think it was Thursday last week. At the very end of the show, I didn't realize that we were at the end of the show because the time just, you know, flies by as I'm trying to cover all this content. And somebody called in. Come to find out, the person that called in wasn't a caller for the show because it was literally the very last minutes of the show. It was the guest for the following show. So anyway, which, you know, throws me off because I think they're calling to talk. Anywho, as I was just saying, before we went into break, that the leftists, the communists, are statists. They are in a battle for full control. I want you to go. I have the Plato's Republic on my Reclaiming the Republic website. It's right there with my Red State Talk Radio podcast. So you go underneath my podcast. I have a few documents for you. One of those documents is the Proofs of the Conspiracy by Sir John Robinson. And there's also Plato's Republic. I want you to read that because that is their game plan. Their game plan is to have the state take complete control. And so we have, if you look at the way communism was in the dark recesses of society from the late 1880s up until the 1950s, it was kind of hiding in society. It was slowly permeating itself into the bureaucracies of government and so forth, that these people were set aside, just like Obama, just like Clinton, who was a Rhodes Scholar. These people were kind of set aside and given opportunities and put onto a hold status so that they could be brought in to literally become the puppet that they would then, you know, just start instituting policies and laws that they weren't the leaders. I mean, Obama is a manager. Clinton is a manager. Those guys aren't leaders. They may be smart, but they have no control. They are doing the bidding for those who are truly in control, which are those billionaires and so forth. And so you don't even take my word for it. I will even give you the proof of the conspiracies in the latest form, because even Rockefeller, in front of the Council of Foreign Relations, was thanking the media for helping them move public thought in the direction they needed to create a new world order. And those are his words, not mine. I'm kind of paraphrasing, but he refers to the New World Order and that, you know, he was guilty of conspiring with the media and so forth. And that is just proving how blazoned they are and emboldened they are, because they know that they don't have to hide anymore. They can be right out in your face, because you and the public, John Q. Public or whomever out there, has been programmed that when you hear the word conspiracy, then you're thinking that whoever is pushing the conspiracy theory is a wacko. Because that's how we've been programmed. We've been manipulated to believe a certain way when we start hearing things. Just like when they talk about gun violence. Oh, gun violence is bad and it's because of people. Well, no, it's because the education system has created a moral decay in our society where people don't even care about human life in any way, which is why we have an abortion problem, which is why we have all of these problems. And the real driving problem behind all of this is the national government is controlling things that are outside the boundaries of the Constitution. They have no constitutional authority over education. And if you listen to this show, you understand that they have no constitutional authority over the transportation. The Department of Transportation is a constitutional violation. The Department of Energy, the Department of Education, Health and Human Services, Housing and Urban Development, all of these departments that have been created since, and even including the Department of Interior in 1849, they're all unconstitutional. The only way the federal government can exercise those powers in those departments constitutionally is to come to the states and say, will you please amend the Constitution so we can exercise these powers? That is why I read these ratification debates. That is why I ask you to go read or listen to my podcast of these ratification debates. I've covered the Virginia ratification debates. I've covered the New York, the Massachusetts, the North Carolina, and now I'm still covering the Pennsylvania ratification debates. And you'll notice that throughout the Pennsylvania ratification debates, so the whole thing was, you know, that the federal government is limited. We do not want to start creating a Bill of Rights and enumerating the powers that are being retained, because a Bill of Rights is the nugatory powers that were placed upon the federal government that they can't encroach upon these rights of the people or the rights of the states. That is why the 10th Amendment was drafted the way it was, because Madison understood how careful he needed to be in making sure that the federal government was still put into check, that all things not delegated in the Constitution to the federal government was reserved by the states and the people, respectively. And so it is so important for you to understand this, because when I talk to people and people kind of look at me like I'm a wacko sometimes in a Red Pill University, this is what happened. I was talking to people and I would tell them, have you ever heard of Verizon law? Have you ever heard of AT&T law or what are some of these other ones? Metro law or T-Mobile law, because everybody understands, okay, now I'm talking about cell phones. Well, no, there's no such thing as those, that, you know, there's no T-Mobile law. But then I point out, well, T-Mobile, if you have an account, if you have a T-Mobile phone and you have, if you're a user of their services, then you have a contract with them, right? And they go, yeah. And I go, well, there's no such thing as laws that are begot from a contract. And the lawyers have duped people into believing that there's such a thing as constitutional law. Show me anywhere in the Constitution that grants that the lawyers and the judges and the courts will be able to drift and move their theories and agendas and change what is constitutional, what is not constitutional through the court system. If that was so, then if that was the intent of the court system to create case law precedents and those things, then it would have been defined clearly in the Constitution. That is why in Article 3, Section 2, it states that the jurisdiction of the court is limited to what is in the Constitution and what is in ratified treaties, period. And ratified treaties means by the two-thirds majority of the Senate. Not just a treaty that has been accepted by the Senate, but actually passed by two-thirds. And so these things are very critical so that you understand this, because what is going on is we've been duped by lawyers, politicians, and so forth. And if you listen to my little promos that I put out every day when people kind of turn off and they jump off and go see what else is going on, and then they come back and listen to more dialogue, those promos are just reinforcing this concept that there is no such thing as constitutional law. There is no such thing as case law within the Constitution. If you remember, I actually pointed out that they were upset in Virginia for not pointing out that case law was the standard for the United States. They left that up to the states. The Constitution was not going to dictate what type of law. There's civil law and case law, or common law, I should say. So common law is what is practiced in 49 of the states, and civil law is practiced in one of the states. And there's a reason for that. The federal government wasn't going to impose a standard of law. They wanted the states to be able to literally create their own unique trials of, you know, how to, you know, perform justice and so forth. It's the same thing with religion. Anyway, the left has no tolerance, and they are opposing thought in every facet and every way. And like I said before the break, history proves this. I was mentioning Pol Pot. I will also tell you that they have been using an age-old tactic by Islam, and it's called the tactic of Taqiya. the art of lies and deceit to further their cause. That's why they've been hiding in the recesses since the 50s. And today, they're out emboldened and right in front of your face, just like that idiot that had his little note in his cover, his hat, that said, "Communism will win," and he just got kicked out of the military. I don't know if it was the Army or the Navy. It was one of the academies. He flipped over his hat and showed everybody, hey, communism will win. I'm trying to get you to believe that and understand that these people are doing everything they can to further their cause, and they're working and working, and they're becoming very successful because we do not believe this ideological war even exists, like I started this whole dialogue off with. We do not know that we're at a war. Most people just think it's a difference of opinions. Oh, no, they're in it to take full control. And if they get you to a point and they take dominance, then they will basically force upon you. If you do not, agree with them, then you're gone. Just like with Pol Pot, just like with all the other despots, because that's exactly how history plays out. That's how this always plays out. And we will be right back playing more of this when we get back from the break. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VONTRACYDDS.com. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Moby Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Moby Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. Now, I believe that the majority of you that are listening really don't disagree. I think that there's some of you that are listening that, really do believe that it's just a difference of opinion and do not understand the deep-rooted passion that the leftist ideologues have. And they do not understand because the right doesn't believe that. The right believes that everybody wants to, you know, have their own liberty, individual sovereignty, and that they kind of agree with those principles of us. Oh, no, no, no. The left and those who are buyers, those who buy into the left ideology, truly believe that you are dangerous. They're not going to tell you this. They don't come out and tell you that they want to take away your liberty because you're not only dangerous to you, but you're dangerous to society because you're driving a car that's killing the earth, because you're doing things that you just don't care about. And so you have to be controlled because you're killing everybody. And they really believe these things because that's how they're being programmed. That's why I go into this regarding how much time we have left. We only have 2 to 5 years at the most. If you look at the demographics of the amount of kids in school today, they're pumping out 10 million kids each year. And if that doesn't, you know, get the numbers rolling in your head, that means that 10 million new partakers in the electoral process, voters, are being introduced into the voting system. And with the fact that we have this ebb and flow of people, you know, voting and not voting, I'm telling you that these kids are being programmed, and they can't wait for the day when they have enough to vote away your liberties and your privileges and your sovereignty. And this is really sad because this is a huge indictment of anybody and everybody that is allowing their kids to become brainwashed and indoctrinated in our education system because they have had the monopoly. And the plan has been laid out a long, long time ago. They took Christ out of the schools well before they took prayer out of the schools. Because if you look at the textbooks, they stopped. There was no mention of Christ or Christianity in the textbooks in the 50s. And so if you had a textbook that had that, because I've had people say, hey, I remember seeing that. Okay, well, you had an older textbook and you were in a school and a school district that didn't buy the new curriculum yet. But when you got the new books, because all books get replaced, and so when you started getting that new curriculum, and by the 60s, that's when a lot of the court cases, and the guy that did a really good research book on this, Mark Erbach, who wrote the book Believe, I've had him on my show before, he talks about how the court system has been systematically going after Christianity. He thought that at that point we've been turning our back. We turned our back on Christianity in the 1800s, and they started he thought it was them just attacking, but no, what the courts have been doing since the, not the Roe v. Wade, since the Wall of Separation by Hugo Black, and I think that was in the late 30s, early 40s, maybe 1943, in that ruling where he made that case of a wall of separation, that was the beginning of the courts taking an enforcement approach on secularism. How dare you come into, you know, the school and teach Christianity? And so with this concept, I just want you to know that we've been at war for a long time. I do have a caller, and so I'm not sure who this person is, but maybe you can tell me. Hi, this is GR. Who's this? Hello? Samuel Patrick, are you there? I guess not. So, Sam, if you're speaking, I can't hear what you're saying, and we may have a problem with the phone lines. But if you want to, what I've got here is you say that you're talking about my assertion of the 2 to 5 years left to get this done, that I possibly should compliment you. What your mom, what this is, the Republic is ready. Oh, you're basically telling me that you already believe the Republic is lost. And It's not, because we're still a constitutional republic, and the only way that we will be lost is when the states actually, just so for your edification, the states actually have to surrender their sovereignty over the Constitution. And there's still plenty of states that have not done that. There are some states that want to do that, but they wouldn't just necessarily do that publicly. California would be one, but now California is trying to take this approach where they are actually trying to fight federalism and trying to basically secede. But to answer your question, and so you understand, the states actually have, and as long as they're still the stakeholders of the Constitution, when the federal government or when that move occurs in 2 to 5 years, if there's enough awareness in the state legislators for them to stand up and say, no, this is not your constitution, federal government, because the federal government is going to end up by a democratic process, try to do away with the Constitution or set it aside for political expediency. When that occurs, the states have to step in and say, you have no authority to do that. This has happened before, and we're not going to let you do this again. And if we don't step into republic review before then, that will be the drive for republic review to occur. If it does not occur, then you're right. It all will be lost. But the actual event of us losing the republic already hasn't occurred. We haven't lost the republic yet, if that makes sense. But anyway, I'm really short on time. I've got maybe 3 minutes, so thank you for your call, and I don't know, again, what the problem was, but anyway, and thanks for the big description of what you were trying to say. I apologize. I'm going to have to talk to my technical people back east to find out why I have problems. Maybe I'll call myself someday. Maybe we'll just do that experiment. Maybe I'll try that tomorrow. Anyway, Once they do gain control over us, it'll be heck to pay, folks, because they have zero tolerance. You either think like them or you will be put away. And if you remember what was going on in the early 1900s, where because Wilson was one of the first state governors before he became president, that signed an order to basically force sterilization of people who were mentally ill. And so I believe that they're going to come down this path of taking away your ability to become parents. The state is going to step in if you do not agree and you do not, you know, embrace this new global governance. Then you will either be taken away or you will be castigated and maybe even castrated or sterilized or what have you, so that you cannot propagate your dogma. As Hillary Clinton calls it in It Takes a Village, she believes that those who have any Christian inklings that want to pass that stuff on to their kids and so forth, that's Christian dogma that they don't want the kids to receive. That's how guarded they are over their message, and that's why they will not give up education without a fight. And I will tell you that if I can get Wyoming started, and that's why I truly believe, and I'm asking for everybody to start, you know, saving a little money. I'm planning on, if you can budget, maybe $20 a week. $20 every 2 weeks to throw $2, $5 towards candidates that are signing these commitments. As I'm hoping to rack up a few commitments, I would like to see some of these candidates actually get across the finish line. And so I'm hoping to start giving you some names, because I've exchanged conversations. They have the Wyoming pledge. They have these different pledges. And so I'm just hoping that we get there so that we can get a few more people. We've already got Chad Christensen in the House going into Idaho. And so in 2019, Republic Review and the concept of auditing the Constitution will be coming forth in Idaho. And so With that, I am literally at the end of broadcasting for the Telestial stations. I didn't get a chance to get into the Massachusetts ratification debates. Not Massachusetts, but Pennsylvania. So we'll get into those tomorrow. And for those who are still on the satellite streaming, hang on, or internet streaming, hang on, and I'll be right back. And so, yeah, tomorrow I've got a few statements and a few comments from Mr. Wilson and McKean. There's about seven more actual citations I wanted to read. There is so much material here, folks. When you read these ratification debates, it will blow your mind at just literally how these people viewed this pending or coming up federal government, and how they wanted to make sure that they were protected from this federal government becoming a tyrannical monster like it is today. And it didn't happen like this overnight, folks. This was literally a boiling the frog scenario of incrementalism. They incrementally took more and more liberties from us. And so we have to stand up. I can't do it alone. I am G.R. Mobley. I'm reclaiming the Republic with your help. Thank you so much, and I'll be back tomorrow.